Good morning. This is Les Harms speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society, welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. The question of the morning is, were there streetcars in Hastings? Yes. In fact, Hastings had two rival streetcar companies at one time. Can you believe that? Two rival companies. One was called the Hastings Improvement Company. The other was called Citizens Street Railroad Company. The two rival street railroads completed most of their construction in 1887 and 1888. Now keep in mind, Hastings was established in 1872. By the end of 1888, one company claimed they had 15 miles of track within the Hastings city limits. We have to remember that the automobile was not a part of the scene yet, so there was a real need for public transportation. But 15 miles was a sizable amount of track. One company's main line ran from 2nd Street east to Coles Park, an amusement park that is the present site of Good Samaritan Village. Another line ran north on Burlington Avenue to the fairgrounds, present site of Hastings High School. Another line ran out to Hastings College, plus there were several other smaller feeder lines. The other company had about 5 miles of track. Their line extended through Hartwell Park onto Crozier Monastery and other small destinations. Now, how were they powered? There was no central power plant. The motive power was sure-footed, patient mules. Yes, one company had built a large stable on South Bellevue near C Street, and there were two large buildings, 32 wide by 120 feet long. These were large buildings, people, and they had stalls that had to take care of 40 head of mules and horses. Nearby was a blacksmith shop and a tool house. Streetcars were first seen on the streets of Hastings in late June of 1887, when the one company received its first 6 cars. The cars cost the company $800 each. Now that would be about $3,200 today. By July, streetcars were a goodly number in Hastings. They were running along 2nd Street and on their lines. It was said by the newspaper that it gave the city a metropolitan appearance. It was also reported that it was very crowded many times coming to and from the railroad depot. Despite the metropolitan air, there were complaints. People said the tracks made it difficult for the horses and the buggies. Plus, there were other small complaints. After some time, one of the companies ceased to exist. The remaining company reorganized and considered even extending a line out to the asylum, later called Ingleside. Perhaps 4 miles even further to Juniata was even considered. Now keep in mind, Ingleside had 400 residents by this time. In fact, it was the largest of its kind in the state of Nebraska, and that was 1893. Now in 1891, 2nd Street was paved. It had not been paved prior to that time. And there was talk of a new electric streetcar line. But then the bottom dropped out. A great financial panic occurred in 1893. Banks were failing, businesses were closing, unemployment was high. There was no further mention of the line to Ingleside. No exact date for the last streetcar trip can be found. It seems probable that the service became irregular and promptly ceased in 1894 after the county fair. The cars were probably sold to other towns. Without the two streetcar companies competing for service, Hastings might have had been an electric streetcar line, just like the other towns. Because when we look and see Kearney, Beatrice, Lincoln, Omaha, Norfolk, Plattsmouth, all were supporting electric streetcars. One can only think that certainly the loyal Hastings residents would have found it necessary to support them here also. Well, so ends another saga, another moment in time. This moment in time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. We invite you to listen and to learn, even please consider joining our society. You can visit our website, AdamsHistory.org. And so, again, this is Les Holmes inviting you, tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.